It's been more than a year since the Palisades fire devastated parts of Southern California, and lawmakers are demanding answers. A Senate committee is investigating what went wrong. In November, Senator Rick Scott toured the burn zone and described the destruction.
I went down to see the Palisades, and I was just shocked. I mean, block after block, there was nothing. There was burnt out homes, block, and there was nothing happening. When the fire broke out, fire hydrants were dry. How in God's green earth could that happen? Right? It wasn't firefighters who did that. Reservoirs were empty. The mayor was missing in action.
Fire officials testified the Palisades fire may have been preventable.
The fire that began on January 1st, known as the Lockman Fire, was never fully extinguished. It became a holdover fire, a well-known and predictable hazard.
Another major focus was water infrastructure. Testimony revealed at least one key reservoir sat empty for 11 months.
Again, who missed it?
It was missed on multiple. It was missed on multiple fronts. It was missed by the Department of Water themselves by not being able to state that they have reservoirs empty. It was missed by the fire department by not asking the questions: are all systems online? It was missed by the Southern California Edison. All of the utility companies should be coming together, having this conversation.
Witnesses also criticized leadership decisions, including the lack of pre-deployed fire resources. Crawford said the after-action report was intentionally softened and failed to identify who made the decision not to pre-deploy fire engines.
The main part of this investigation is to expose what happened, name names, identify the incompetence so it doesn't happen again.
However, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal urged the federal government to release more disaster aid. Last month, Governor Gavin Newsom requested $33 billion in federal funding for Los Angeles wildfire recovery. Officials say this will be an ongoing investigation.